This is Wild About Utah.
The magic of fire. The magic of trillions of highly excited electrons giving us heat, light, comfort, and excitement. Seen in the dancing eyes of my grandchildren. My high school chemistry students were all pyromaniacs. Mr. Green, are we going to burn something today? A common refrain as they entered the classroom. A community fire becomes a center of our family and student campouts, where stories unfurl, along with hot dogs and marshmallows. Recently attending a forest and fire panel at USU sparked my interest and ignited my curiosity on how indigenous peoples around the globe have altered our terrestrial landscapes. According to archaeologists, fire melded with various Homo species sometime in the smoky past between 1.7 and 2 million years ago, long before Homo sapiens emerged only 300,000 years ago. Every natural ecosystem on land has its own fire regime, and the organisms in those ecosystems are adapted to or dependent upon these regimes. Fire creates a mosaic of different habitat types, each at a different stage of succession. Various species of plants, animals, and microbes specialize in exploiting a particular stage, and by creating these different biotic communities, fire allows a greater number of species to exist within a landscape. We humans continue to have a profound influence on these fire regimes. Native peoples around the globe used fire to clear areas for crops and travel, to manage the land for specific species of both plants and animals, to hunt game, and for many other important uses. Fire was a tool that promoted ecological diversity and reduced the risk of catastrophic wildfires. Cultural burning refers to the indigenous practice of the intentional lighting of smaller, controlled cool burns to provide a desired cultural service, such as promoting the health of vegetation and animals that provide food, clothing, and for ceremonial purposes. By burning an area in the fall, bison could be excluded by removing forage used during the winter months. In the spring, the areas burned in the fall would have excellent grazing and provide good hunting for bison and other game species. Cultural burns have benefited both land and people by improving soil quality and creating a healthy and resilient landscape. Some tribes in the western states use fire to ensure growth of straight and slender types of specific plants used for making woven baskets, or to provide habitat for certain bird species whose feathers were used for ceremonial dress. Unfortunately, we have lost much of this ancient wisdom. Combined with a human-induced warming planet, we have created raging hot wildfires that scorch the earth, which unleash severe negative impacts on the natural order. Thankfully, now there is a better understanding that the indigenous people's tradition of human-ignited burns is a valuable way to reduce out-of-control wildfires. Traditional ecological knowledge is being incorporated more into modern management. This increased understanding of indigenous traditions has led to many partnerships between tribal, state, and federal government agencies, with the goal of reintroducing cultural burns in many parts of the United States. This is Jack Green for Bridger Land Audubon Society, and I'm wild about indigenous wildfire wisdom.